Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your business, your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990. And just a quick reminder, if you have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yeah, it's getting close to the end of the month. So what are we going to celebrate today? We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. But you got to look through a whole list to find the right items for the month and then figure out, okay, do we want to celebrate those or are we just kind of contemplating them? National Cat Day. National Hermit Day, World Stroke Day, National Oatmeal Day. Okay, I guess we'll a little bit of food there. I mean, I do that on a regular basis, checking the markets for you as we do on a regular basis. Dow Jones Industrial Average seems like it might be coming back down a little bit. It was up significantly earlier, but now it looks like we're coming back down a bit. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 74 points. Heading south, oil up 21 cents a barrel. I saw a report this morning, and I thought I would share it with you on the oil market. Nothing to be excited about, especially here in Taxifornia. We are looking at the national average of a gallon of gasoline. Well, I think California may be in the lead right now. We're getting very close to the lead. We are at 379.7 on a gallon of gasoline on average. AAA price, $2.81.8. 281.8 is the price at AAA. So not good news. I mean, we still seem to be going to, you know, in the wrong direction on a lot of these things. I don't know why we keep doing it, but that does seem to be our mantra, is to see how much we can charge. I understand Measure 6 or Prop 6 here in Southern California not doing too well. Is that really the case? I mean, are we watching that where it's not going to get the repeal? Maybe it's just because of the way it was written. Do you think that could be the issue that's going on? Was it written where people are not understanding that you vote yes if you want to get rid of the gas tax? Vote no if you are in favor of the gas tax. So just figure out which way you want to vote. Follow it. And, you know, I know that we're doing very, very well in the way of our fiscal budget here in Taxifornia. I know that because I hear that on a regular basis from my liberal friends. So why do we need to add more money to our taxes if that's the case? I just not sure I understand that part of it. But, you know, I'm just a low tax guy. So when you start looking at ways that we can tax people more, I'm just generally a little bit out of touch. So some people say I'm out of touch a lot of things, but that is the one issue right there. So what else are we seeing in the markets right now? We'll continue our exploration of the markets this morning. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 3.098 is where we're sitting right there on that 10-year Treasury. So we'll watch that one for you as well. And what is happening in the news? I know, Dodger fan, you are not too excited this morning. It was a crazy weekend. In 3 days, we got about four games worth of baseball. If you were watching Friday night, I think it was Friday night, Saturday morning, depending upon where you were. I think the game started Friday night and it continued until Saturday morning. Another game Saturday and then Sunday. And now the Dodgers are done.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's a shame, but that is the way the market, the baseball world works. Don't understand it. Maybe somebody can help me with this one. I've asked this many, many times. So you go through the entire season. You play with a specific methodology of doing things. That's what the Dodgers did. They have this method. They go through and they've got a starting pitching staff And then they've got a relief staff. Everybody has their job. They all know what their jobs are. But then again, they get into the middle of the season. And if we can change the way we do everything. Not quite sure I understand why you changed that. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, great, great pitcher. Been a great pitcher for the Dodgers for a long time. But I continue to wonder, why is it that as soon as they get to the playoffs, they change the way they pitch? So they do one thing to get there all year. Good morning, Chris. Glad to see you with us. They do one thing all year long, and then they get to the playoffs, and they say, well, I guess we're not going to do it that way anymore. We're going to go to a different philosophy. I just don't quite understand that. Maybe I did predict it. I'm going to share this with you right here because I have told some friends and many that are on our social media channels. Roberts out, Socha in. Just my prediction. I get a team that has a commitment to excellence. The Angels, my Angels, they don't seem to want to do what it takes. The pitching, relief pitching, how many did they lose this year because of not having any pitching? Yet they continue to follow the same methodology. So I just wonder, maybe at some point in time they might realize that if they'll go and get a good closer, I mean, they had that bullpen going all year long, and I don't understand why they couldn't figure out that we need to go and get a good pitcher and closing in baseball. The starting pitchers, it's kind of an interesting world for starting pitchers. They seem to be working less and less. There used to be that they would throw 120, 130 pitches a night. Now they're down to maybe 100 pitches. Now they're looking at they'll go six innings, five innings. Certain times they're actually even going two or three innings. I just wonder about that. But you got to have a great bullpen. The Dodgers had that bullpen. But they wanted to use all their pitchers for everything, apparently, is the way Dave Roberts decided to play it. He'll be under a lot of scrutiny if you are a sports fan, just saying that right there. I mean, Dave Roberts, I guess he's got a potential for a renewal. I don't know whether the Dodgers are going to want him back. I'm just saying that might not be the way they go. We'll see what happens, but not a pretty sight in L.A., and they're celebrating again in Beantown. Moving right along. Oh, boy. I got a bad feeling about this one, too.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hillary Clinton, during an event in New York City's 92nd Street Y, told the audience, "I'd like to be president." Of course she would. Comments came amid speculation whether the former Democrat presidential nominee would run again in 2020. Clinton said she did not want to run again, but would not definitively rule it out either. She said her 8 years in the Senate and term as Secretary of State under President Barack Obama qualified her for the job. Yeah, well, we've seen where that went with us or what it got us. Unbelievable. That's where she wants to be. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders lashed out at the Washington Post Sunday, criticizing the outlet for editorially tying President Donald Trump to the events of the past week. Unbelievable. Is there any tragedy the Washington Post won't exploit to attack President Trump? She tweeted. The Washington Post front page tied the president and his rhetoric to both the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill near Pittsburgh and the explosive devices. That just tells you about the Washington Post and where they're going. Unbelievable. Oh, a Kentucky father. Oof, this is the sixth story. The father's apologized for dressing his young son as Adolf Hitler for Halloween event while posing as a Nazi soldier, saying his intent was to portray historical figures. Well, you couldn't find any other historical figure out of all the years of history. Unreal. And in San Francisco, they reportedly spent $310,000 on a new registration system aimed at getting non-citizens to cast votes in school board elections. The program resulted in 49 new voters. That's $310,000 divided by 49. $6,326 for each vote. Unreal. San Francisco Chronicle reports that. Paper called the effort pretty much a bust the first time out. Local officials suggest residents who might otherwise consider registering are worried the Trump administration would learn their identities. The voters are only able to vote in a school board race. John Arntz, the city elections chief in San Francisco, non-citizens who opt to vote will be listed on a separate roster from citizens and will get a ballot with just the school board contest, city elections chief John Arntz said. Yeah, let's register. Let's tell ICE and INS where you are. Unreal. Representative Marsha Blackburn, also in the news, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Tennessee, condemned a group of protesters who were forcibly removed from a rally on Sunday, tying them to her Democrat opponent, former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen. This Sunday afternoon, the liberal angry mob made it clear they are active in Tennessee and will stop at nothing to disrupt civil political discourse. Blackburn wrote in a statement, they resisted law enforcement and they interrupted a moment of silence. Isn't that classy? Phil Bredesen is their leader and their behavior is despicable. BuzzFeed News reported at least five protesters were taken away. Lindsey Graham has been stumping with GOP candidates across the country ahead of the midterm elections. Blackburn ahead of Bredesen by 6.5 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics poll. Probably the only poll that you can look at that really has a lot of significance. Real Clear Politics. They seem to do a pretty good job of going out there and seeing what the averages are. They don't really do the polling themselves. They're going out and checking and seeing what's going on in the marketplace, and then they go and average each of the other polls so you can get a good handle on what's legitimately going on. That's the Real Clear Politics is the name of that organization. You can go online and check out all the different polls and what's happening with them. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. There is a big change coming to MasterCard 2019. Things to consider when changing car insurance. Thinking of selling your home? Maybe you need a pro. I'm not going to say maybe. Of course you need a professional to help you out. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products that can help you get things done, get that new house, and even save some money. That's my best thought, is I like the idea of saving the money. How do you save money with a mortgage? Well, first off, you have to have somebody that's watching it for you on a regular basis. And our friends at Gold Star will watch your mortgage for you on a regular basis. They'll monitor it. And maybe every 6 months, the team will send you a notice stating exactly where you stand on your mortgage. What would happen to your mortgage if maybe you pay it down a little bit quicker? What would happen to your mortgage just with $100 a month? What effect will that have on your mortgage? So if you want to know that information, give me a call. I'd be happy to share it with you. I'll just send you the report over. All I need is a copy of your most current mortgage statement, and I'll send you a free of charge. You'll get a information from our friends at Gold Star with what that would look like, what it'll cost you, how the benefit will be. So basically, here's the way it works: is you send over a copy of your mortgage statement, tell me the year that you took out your mortgage, and we just go right from there, and we'll let you know precisely what it is. What happens if you just continue paying that mortgage? What will that effect have for you? What happens if you pay $100 a month? What happens if you pay an extra $100 a month towards your mortgage? What effect will that have by just paying $100 a month extra? I think that might have an effect on your mortgage, on paying it off. You'd be shocked. $100 a month probably means you're going to pay off your mortgage, maybe 3, 4, 5 years sooner just because of that money going to principal. So what is the Mortgage Minute today? I look at it, it's all about debt management. That's the issue. You get somebody to watch your assets all the time. You don't get somebody watching your debts for you. That's the biggest issue right there. So let's look at the mortgage market. What is happening in that market today? Well, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, the yield is up 2 basis points right now as we speak. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 9 basis points, which means interest rates are a little bit higher. Earlier in the day, they were doing much better. Earlier in the day, we were seeing that the mortgage bonds were up, which means rates were down. So what has been happening? Why is this happening? Our computers are a little goofy today. We'll have to try and see what's going on with coming back from our Facebook channel, guys. So the Fed wants to get it right is the question that we're going to ask today. Stocks higher in the earlier going a day of the market. Now, I look right now while we're chatting to see where the stocks are doing. Because like I said, they were on a big turn earlier. They had been up quite a bit, coming back down. They're up about 55 points right now. Mortgage bonds, again, they're a little bit lower. We'll see where they're going as well. Personal consumption expenditures report. This is the Fed's favored measure of inflation. Showed that inflation cooled slightly in September. Headline inflation on a year-over-year basis decreased from 2.2% to 2%. The core rate, which strips out food and energy prices, remained unchanged at 2%, which also happens to be exactly the Fed's target rate for inflation. So does that mean that the Federal Reserve might not increase interest rates as they've been talking? I don't know. I doubt it. But here's the issue is what is the purpose of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Follow this logic if you can follow this kind of logic at all. So the Federal Reserve has a goal of having 2% inflation. They're raising interest rates right now, which is slowing down the economy. We know that. We're watching all the numbers telling us that. Why do they want to raise the inflation? Because in case there's a recession, then they have something to do with that they can reduce interest rates. So they're raising interest rates so that they can lower interest rates in the case of a recession, but the raising the interest rates is potentially causing a recession. Does any of that make sense to anybody? Can anybody figure out what this Federal Reserve is talking about? Just showing, just throwing out the numbers for you. A busy week in news, though, on the mortgage market. The later part of the week is going to be where it really gets exciting. Market expecting to add 180,000 new jobs in Thursday's ADP report and 190,000 in Friday's BLS jobs report. Yes, it is the first Friday of the new month. We get the BLS jobs report. Tomorrow we're going to get the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, and we're going to get mortgage applications and employment costs on Wednesday and national jobless claims on Thursday. And again, we're watching that 10-year Treasury just beneath the overhead resistance of 3.11, which may keep a lid on the yields. If 3.11% is pierced, 3.313 is the next stop. Mortgage bonds are right against a tough ceiling at their 25-day moving average, which they failed to break above on Friday. So we will see if we can break through that. Remember when we're talking about the mortgage bonds, we're talking about the bond price. Price up. Interest rates down. That is just the mathematics of the way it works. So we'll continue to watch those for you as a mortgage, leading a mortgage team. We are always watching the mortgage bonds because it's not a matter of what price you pay for a mortgage when you first go to get the mortgage. It's what you want. You want the best price the whole way through the process. Not necessarily the best price at the beginning or the best price at the end. The best price throughout the process is what you're really looking for. And that's what you're looking for a mortgage professional to help with. Things to consider when changing car insurance is our topic today. Insurance, that's definition is of insurance, a form of protection against loss. You're basically, you have certain risks. So if you're driving a car, you have a risk of an accident. You have a risk of hitting somebody or being hit. Well, when you buy insurance, what the insurance is doing is for a fee, the insurance company is taking over your risk. But in today's insurance industry, insurance can be purchased to mitigate against all forms of loss. It is a type of risk management used by people to protect against uncertain loss or the risk of failure. Insurance companies or carriers or underwriters sell premiums to those who wish to purchase premiums. Premiums can be defined as the number of money carriers charge to customers in exchange for coverage set in the agreement, also known as the insurance policy or the insurance contract. In 2017, the U.S. insurance industry sold premiums reaching a total of $1.2 trillion, with health insurance accounting for a large chunk of that amount. Coming in at second place was property casualty premiums, accounting for $558.2 billion in 2017. Some argue that the reason for this is due to the hike in price of premiums over the years, but the truth is, for millions of people who have experienced softer blows because of the payouts from insurance companies, paying a premium is a small price to pay. There are currently several types of insurance policies, from health insurance, life insurance, automobile insurance, and everything in between. These days, choosing a new car insurance policy that works for you is usually time-consuming, expensive, or both. And because policies are not usually permanent, you can easily switch insurance providers if you're not happy with your current provider. And for those who think they can afford to drive around during the period they are in between a comprehensive insurance policy, the bad news is that in all but a few states, an insurance policy is needed alongside a license in order to drive legally. Good news is changing your policy provider should not be so difficult. And we're going to outline five of the most important things to consider when shopping for new car insurance. Five of the most important things to consider when shopping for new car insurance. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also chat about thinking about selling your home, why you need a professional in your corner, and a big change coming to MasterCard, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Are you thinking of selling your home? Well, there's a reason that you need a professional in your corner. With home prices on the rise, buyer demand still strong. Some sellers may be tempted to try and sell their homes on their own without using the services of a real estate professional. Real estate agents are trained and experienced in negotiation, and in most cases, the seller is not. Sellers must realize that their ability to negotiate will determine whether or not they get the best deal for themselves and their families. So here is a list of some of the people with whom the seller must be prepared to negotiate with if they decide to sell on their own without a professional. Well, the buyer that wants the best deal, the buyer's agent who solely represents the best interests of the buyer's attorney in some parts of the country, the home inspection companies, which work for the buyer and will almost always find some problems with the house. They need to justify their salary. The termite company, if there are challenges. The buyer's lender, if the structure of the mortgage requires the seller's participation. The appraiser, if there is a question of value. The title company, if there are challenges with the certificate of occupancy or other permits. The town or municipality, if you need to get the certificate of occupancy permits I mentioned above. The buyer's buyer, in case there are challenges with the house your buyer is selling. The bottom line, the percentage of sellers who have hired real estate agents to sell their homes has increased steadily over the last 20 years. Let's get together to chat about it and see what might make sense for you. I'm going to also share with you, even though I do lead a lending team, you know that. The concept here is, when you're leading a lending team and you're thinking about selling, well, I meet with a lot of the clients ahead of time, just the clients of some of the sellers. Why? Well, because how do you know what you need to net out if no one's told you where you need to be? Think about that concept. Have you ever thought about that? If you're thinking about selling your house, well, what are you going to do? Are you looking to buy another house, or are you looking to just take and live on the streets? Well, if you think about buying another house, don't you need to know what your net is going to be on your existing property? Don't you think that that would make some sense? Just a thought for you in that concept of the seller's idea. Think about that part. My issue... I hate it when you keep getting these messages from unsolicited individuals on some of these on social media. Sorry about that message coming through there, gang. That just happens to be our, I don't know, just a loon that keeps sending us, trying to get into our conversation here. But here's the issue. When you're looking at trying to sell your house, you need to know what you can afford on the buy side when you're getting ready to move. In order to do that, you want to talk to a lender at the early onset. When you're talking to that lender, they're going to be the ones that are going to say, okay, if you sell your house for X, then you can afford Y on the new end. See what I'm saying? A lot of people don't talk about that idea. Well, I'm selling my house. I'll talk to a lender once I find something to buy. No. Talk to the lender sooner and deal with things from there. When you talk to the lender when you're getting ready to sell, then you can say, okay, well, you know something? I don't really need to sell the house for $400,000. If I sell it for $375,000, I can still afford to move where I want to move. I can still make that change. That's the issue that we talk about when we're looking at trying to do these things in advance for you. It's called planning. That's the big issue. You've got to always have a plan. Is it a long-term plan, short-term plan? What is your plan? That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Think about that concept. So now we've been talking about the costs or things to consider when changing car insurance. Kind of did the definitions of where we were going with this conversation in the last segment. If you didn't catch that, check that one out. But number one thing you're going to think about is cost. Like every other thing on the market, the cost of an insurance policy is not equal. All policies are not the same. It is almost impossible to get the same coverage from 10 different companies at the same price. Odds are you'd get the same coverage, you're getting at a fraction of the same price from another company. This is because various companies factor in things when putting together the price for their insurance policy. Some of these costs could include the cost of running the company, the cost of offering more benefits, and other hidden charges. It is essential to factor in elements other than your out-of-pocket expenses before you decide to make the switch between car insurance companies. You can also try to take control of the factors you can control, like improving your driving record. All these are considered by the insurance company, could eventually save you money. It is extremely important, in my opinion, very, very important that you consistently be looking at your insurance. Once a year, have your insurance agent get with you and consider what your policies look like. Do you have the proper coverage? Are you getting the proper pricing? Because what ends up happening, if you stay in the same coverage for year after year after year, the insurance companies get complacent. They just start saying, okay, we're going to give them a 10% annual increase. Well, you keep getting that consistent increase. They price themselves out of the market because one of the things that they're looking at cost is acquisition of new clients. For some reason, retention of clients is not as big an issue, but acquisition. So they'll give a break to acquire a new client, but they're not going to give you the break to retain that client. Another important reason why several bare minimum automobile insurance policies are cheap is that they offer limited options regarding maintenance and repairs. That's your choice. Like a health maintenance organization, HMO, car insurance companies can ask you to take your car for approval at one of their approved dealerships for appraisals. Stick with a top shelf insurance company could possibly mean higher premiums, but it also means better care should you need it. The better the insurance company, the higher the premiums you'd have to pay. Number three is the benefits. Odds are, if you cannot list the distinguishable advantages offered to you by your insurance policy, you're not gaining a lot in return. An amazing advantage you could watch out for is the reduction of rates if you go a few months without any accidents and accident forgiveness. Some companies also choose to pay for your rental car if you need to leave your car at the mechanic, regardless of how long it might take. Other companies offer reduced rates for purchases of bulk policies, the purchase of car insurance with possibly fire insurance and so on. Instead, you let your insurance company ask you what you can do for them, ask what they can do for you. Number four is the circumstances. Sometimes things that we do not plan for happen. And when such things happen, the first thing to be done is to start searching for a new car insurance policy. For example, most new cars often need complete coverage until they're fully bought or paid for, and some local insurance companies do not offer continued coverage if you change cities. Also, rates could go up if a new driver is added to the policy. This is, of course, dependent on the driver's age, gender, and driving history. Understanding your unique situation will allow you to properly assess what is needed and what is a mere frivolity. Number five, your company. Because of the internet, finding out pertinent information about a prospective insurance company is very easy. You can figure out everything there is to know about them. What kind of customer service do they offer their clients? Do their representatives listen? Do they treat their customers with respect? Find out how the claims adjuster and representatives of the company treat those who work with their cars. Knowing these things is essential because the company that treats its employees terribly will possibly skim around the edges when it comes to you, your customer, their customer. Also, try doing a bit of research into the company's ethics. It is advisable to do business with a company that believes in the same things you do and do not engage in behavior that you find personally distasteful. Your money will be used to pay for several things. Do ensure they are all used for things that you support. It's an added option for you if you know who your insurance agent is and if you have a great relationship with them. Usually these people are the ones who will go the extra distance for you should you need to file a claim, and they can also help with the filing of claims or give you a recommendation on local companies that could be of help to you. Finally, you want to check and see what your credit scores might look like. Some agencies look at credit scores. Some don't. Some areas it's legal. Some areas it is not legal. But that is the issue that you need to know about. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Big change coming to MasterCard. We'll talk about that one. We might even get into the opportunity of rethinking your budget. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Big changes coming to your MasterCard in 2019. The back of your MasterCard going to look very different beginning in the new year. In April 2019, MasterCard issuers all over the world will no longer have to put a signature panel on the back of the card. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? I always laughed about having a signature panel on the back of the card. So if somebody steals your card, you got the signature panel on the back. So that way they can see what your signature looks like. So it's easier for them to try and duplicate it and steal your signature. Now, why would you want to show that? I just don't get it. The latest change isn't as abrupt as it might seem. 2 years ago, in October 2017, MasterCard announced their intent to stop requiring signatures at the register when you use one of their cards. That change officially went into effect in April 2018. And other card issuers began catching on to the favorable response to the move from both retailers and consumers. Pretty soon, multiple credit card issuers began moving away from collecting signatures when you perform a transaction at a store. Meanwhile, MasterCard has continued to reduce friction at the point of sale by becoming the first network to make signatures optional both on card and on the receipt when you're at the checkout, according to their press release. When you think about it, signing for a purchase is an idea that goes back to the early days of credit cards when a signature in person was compared to the signature on the back of a card for verification purposes. However, in today's digital world, that same verification happens behind the scenes through any number of modern methods like chips, tokenization, and/or biometrics. Important to note that not signing for an in-store purchase does not make it your transaction any less safe. That's because zero fraud liability is pretty much standard across the industry and a big part of what makes credit card purchases far superior to debit card purchases. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Just a thought for you. So I started talking about this last week, and we were so busy with some of the other issues, I thought I would get the rest of this story in today if we have a little bit more time, or since we have a little bit more time. It's the concept of the 15 to 20% down payment to buy a home. According to a new study from Urban Institute, there are over 19 million millennials in 31 cities who are not only ready and willing to become homeowners, but are able to do so as well. Now that the largest generation since baby boomers has aged into prime home buying age, there will no doubt be an uptick in the national home ownership rate. The study from Urban Institute revealed that nearly a quarter of this generation has the credit and income needed to purchase a home. Surprisingly, the largest share of mortgage-ready millennials lives in expensive coastal cities. These cities often attract highly skilled workers who demand higher salaries for their expertise. So what's holding these mortgage-ready millennials back from buying? What's the myths about down payment requirements? Most of the millennials surveyed for the study believe they need at least 15% down payment in order to buy a home, when in reality the median down payment in the U.S. in 2017 was, are you ready for it? Take a guess as to what the down payment in the U.S. 2017 was. That's right, 5%, and many programs are available for even lower payments. The study goes on to point out that, quote, despite awareness, every state has programs that provide grants and loans to make homeownership more attainable, with average assistance in various states ranging from $2,436 to $21,000. The bottom line, with so many young families now able to buy a home in today's market, the demand for housing will continue for years to come. If you are one of the many millennials who have questions about their ability to buy in today's market, let's get together so we can assist you along your journey. It is not out of the question to be able to buy a home nowadays with 3%, 3.5%, 5%. If you're a veteran, nothing. In certain rural areas, USDA has down payment of nothing. So there's a lot of areas that you can do that and get a new home. Veterans, it's going to cost you less down payment to buy a house than it will cost you to lease a house. So there are some other items I thought I would just share with you as well. I've got this old story still on my computer, 49 ways to sell your old stuff for the most money. We started talking about this probably a couple of weeks ago. Have you looked at online marketplaces like eBay? You have that stuff that's been in the garage for 75 years, and you're wondering, what am I going to do with it? eBay's listing fees, 30 cents an item, 10% of the sale price of the item. Think about that concept. Bonanza.com is an alternative. Very similar to eBay, but the cost for listing an item is a little bit less. That 30 cents is really going to get you after you've had that stuff in the garage forever. According to its website, sellers pay 3.5% of an item sold under $500 and $1,750 plus 1.5% for items sold over $500. You can also send items you're selling on Bonanza to Google Shipping. The struggle for the newer site has been volume, however. Since eBay is more established, you might find the traffic outweighs the cost in deciding the two. eBid is another place to sell your old stuff. You might want to consider eBid. Very similar to eBay in site design and auction style selling. Plus, the fees are very competitive according to the site. You'll never pay more than 3% of an item's final price. Etsy is another place to sell your stuff. Etsy is similar to eBay and Bonanza in that it is an online selling marketplace, but Etsy specializes in handcrafted items versus used items unless your items are considered vintage, 20 years old or over. How about Facebook? Did you know you can sell your old stuff on Facebook? Not only can you sell pretty much anything via the Facebook marketplace, there are thousands of Facebook yard sale groups you can join in order to sell your used stuff online. And if you ever need to buy something in the future, there's another good place to get it, Facebook. Apps are there to sell just about anything. If you want to sell something quickly, there are a few location-based smartphone apps that allow you to sell almost anything to people in your neighborhood. But you want to remember to abide by each app's safety guidelines, especially if someone is coming to your home to take a look at what you're selling. Consignment stores are out there. Craigslist is out there. And here are four ways to stay safe when using Craigslist. Or I can actually send that report to you. I'm not going to go into that one today because we just don't have enough time. How about pawn shops, yard sales, how to get top dollar for used electronics, Swappa, SWAPPA.com, Gazelle.com, Gizmogul.com, BuybackWorld.com, Nextworth.com. If you want the whole report, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Selling musical instruments and equipment is also available. There's a number of websites for that one. A lot of ways. Think about all these different items. If you want to try to get rid of some of your old stuff, there's ways to do it. It's not that difficult. So start getting ready close to the holidays. Have you thought about it for the holidays, what you want to get rid of, what you may not need any longer? Just a thought for you because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Oh, you know something? We'll get to that. I guess we'll have to get to that tomorrow. We're going to have Harry Sadu come in tomorrow, chat with him a little bit about what's going on in the city of Anaheim. And we're going to also ask for you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.